Hassan Sabah, like a civilized wolf in a turban, stretches out on a parapet above the garden and glares at the sky, conning the asterisms of heresy in the mindless, cool desert air. True, in this myth, some aspirant disciples may be ordered to fling themselves off the ramparts into the black, but also true that some of them will learn to fly. Sorcerers. The emblem of Alamut holds in the mind a mandal or magic circle lost to history but past all locks and guards with forgotten Muslim ninja techniques, leaves behind bad dreams, stilettos on pillows, puissant bribes. The attar of his propaganda seeps into the criminal dreams of ontological anarchism. The heraldry of our obsessions displays the luminous black outlaw banners of the assassins, all of them pretenders to the throne of an imaginal Egypt, an occult space light continuum consumed by still unimagined liberties.
Thank you. Thank you. Danger is a biologic necessity for men like sleeping dreams. If you face death for that time, a period of direct confrontation, you are immortal. For the Western middle classes, danger is a rarity. It erupts only with a sudden, random shock. And yet we are all in danger at all times. This our death exists. Beck-Doom, it is written, waiting to present the aspect of surprise recognition. Is there a technique for confronting death without immediate physical danger? Can one reach the Western man without physical danger? These are the questions that must be tied to some extent.
What did Hassanai Saba find out in Egypt? He found out that the Western lands exist and how to find them. This was the garden he showed his followers. What was Hassanai Saba like? Who was he? For the last 40 years of his life, Hassanai Saba occupied the mountain fortress of Alamut in what is now northern Iran. From Alamut, the old man dispatched his assassins when he decided they were ready and their missions necessary. It is said that he could reach as far as Paris. As for the training that the apprentice assassins received, there is no precise information. What little historical data survives tends to be misleading, such as the notorious account given by Marco Polo of a heaven of houris promised to the martyr where he would be wafted when his work was done. There were no women in Alamut.
Thank you. Yeah.